You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
I think you might be onto something. I'm still trying to decide if it's a cheapskate move or if this is brilliant.
All right, hear me out. We just celebrated Christmas, right? We have two young kids. I have a four-year-old daughter and a son who is going to be 10 months in 2 days as I check my phone.
Dad of the year.
Happy almost birthday to him. He's going to be turning one in February, right?
Okay.
So all the Christmas gifts, I'd say majority of them that he got, doesn't really know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
His sister unwrapped them for him. They're still in the box. They're in a closet right now. Is it wrong for me to take those aforementioned gifts and rewrap them for his birthday?
You know, because he's so close and the fact that he doesn't actually know that the gifts exist, I don't think there's anything too wrong with that because... Yeah, and it's not like he's going to call you out and be like, oh, Dad.
Right.
I remember unwrapping this 2 months ago.
And it's not like if we throw a little party that people are going to know, hey, wait a minute. He got that for Christmas. No.
Well, and it's not like you did it specifically like, oh, unwrap it. Now put it away because we're going to rewrap them. Like, he probably just didn't play with it because he got a lot.
It was never my intention. Did not even think about that until yesterday when I was still kind of cleaning some stuff up around the house. And there's still like 5 or 6 gifts that we put away in his closet that are still brand new.
I'll be honest. There have been a couple of my kids' birthday parties where they got more than they needed. And so I will put it away and I have a closet where if it's that, oh my gosh, we have a party to go to and I don't have a gift yet, I will go to that closet and I will pull out a toy that my kids probably don't need or they have something similar and it is like the re-gift closet.
And I don't think there is a single thing wrong with that. Now, granted, now I don't think I'm going to be able to pull this off when he's 6 or 7.
No, this is only the first couple years.
And you already know he's turning one. I'm not throwing a birthday party for him.
We know. Again, dad of the year. And did you say he's turning 10 months?
I'm sorry, I meant he's turning 11. Yeah, he'll be turning 11 months in 2 days, followed by
his birthday?
1 year, February 10th, from what I was told.
And your anniversary?
I can't play this game right now.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I made fun of you earlier for being dad of the year because you couldn't remember your son's birthday. Well.
I remembered it. I just got his age wrong.
He's turning one.
But we're at the month stage.
But I want to give you a little bit of grace with this because I might have had a very bad mom moment myself. So just to level the playing fields, I got to tell you about something I did last night. So Christmas is over and done with, right?
Yep.
And I had told you that the Art and the boys got me a lot of like clothes and stuff for Christmas, got home, and 4 of the items still had the security tag on it,
yes.
Which I was very upset about. Not upset because I actually wanted to wear the clothes, just upset because I had to go back to the store. Well, turns out I had to go back to the store anyways because I returned everything they bought me.
Every last thing?
Everything.
What, did they get you anything besides clothes?
No.
It was all clothes.
But it was like, Carter picked out this like Nike zip-up sweater for you because he liked the color.
Nice.
It was like a light purple. When have you ever seen me wear light purple?
Yeah, never.
Not my go-to color. Then Colt picked out this beanie for you. It was like a pink beanie. It had like the little palm on the top. And then it said cheers and like rainbow colors. And I was like, mommy's probably never going to wear that. Love you for thinking of me. Probably not going to wear that. So as I'm standing, we went to Bass Pro Shop and I'm returning everything. I was like, you know what? I'm probably not going to wear this either. And I'm going to return this. By the end of it, I emptied everything in the bag. I returned it all. And I felt so bad that I told Art, I was like, why don't you go start shopping with the kids so they don't see mommy returning everything.
But here's what's tough. Like, yes, it came from the boys. Yes, sentimental value and you feel bad returning it. But also, like you said, I'm never going to wear it. That's right. How many items of clothes that's just going to be taking up room in your closet.
Well, and for me, I'm like, if you wanted to spend that money on mommy, like, why not use it for something I'm actually going to wear? So instead, I just returned it all. And then I bought stuff with them while we were together. They didn't know it was the money that, you know, they had paid for my stuff. But
maybe next upcoming holiday season, go with them and kind of like, you know, today we're going to get mommy's gifts. Here's some things I like. I'm going to turn around and close my eyes and you know, hide something in the cart or, you know, something along those lines to kind of save you the trip. But I do like how they went out of their way to try to find something that they thought that mommy would like.
I know. And obviously they don't know mommy's style.
Now it's back at the store.
I'm just waiting for Colt one day to be like, mommy, it's really cold. Where's that beanie I bought you?
Cheers.
Oh, you know, I can't find it. Where did I put that?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
With 358 days left in the year, so much can happen. Let's make some predictions for 2026.
All right, I'll start things off here.
Okay.
Let's stay in the country music world. I think that Riley Green is going to get engaged.
Ooh, that's funny. I was thinking maybe he would become a dad this year.
Oh.
But I'm not going to go that route.
I think he finds that special someone and he decides, oh, it's going to settle down and he puts a ring on it.
Okay. I am going the relationship route, but I'm going to go with Megan Maroney. She is going to hard launch a relationship with an actor.
I could definitely see her being with somebody in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go the sports route here. I'm going to go on a very big limb here, and I'm just trying to make friends with all the Angel fans out there.
Oh,
I think I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to say for the first time in, I think it's 11 or 12 seasons, the Angels will return to the postseason.
Okay, I am going to go sports as well with baseball. Dodgers are going to be back in the World Series.
You know what? I like that because you did not say they're going to win the World Series.
I'm not trying to jinx anybody.
You're making it sound like there's heartbreak this fall for the boys in blue.
I'm not saying that. I just think we are going to be back into the World Series.
Finally, my prediction for you.
Oh, great.
This is a good one. I truly think somewhere down the road, you are going to be starring in a TV commercial. More specifically, something for like a dentist or teeth, because you have the most amazing teeth, and I don't know why those bad boys aren't on my television screen.
Thank you, Dr. Gray Orthodontics. I really thought you were going to say Jenny Craig, but thank you.
Nope, it's the smile.
My prediction for you is in 2026, we'll have news of another baby Donatelli. No? Do you know something I know?
No, I don't know. I know. Trust me, if you know something I don't, then there's going to be words. I don't foresee there being a third, but until I make that appointment, you never know.
Oh, there's so much to be told in 2026.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Ooh, I need some Jesus in my house right now because the trash talking has already started. Heading into this weekend, it's going to be a big weekend in my house.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
It's a house divided.
It's the Jags
versus the Bills. This weekend, we are not family. We are enemies.
That's right. Carter's question, are you a house divided?
Yes.
How confident are you on your Bills?
I'm confident because if the Jaguars, if they win, I will wear my Jaguars jersey to school the next day.
Oh, okay.
But if the Bills win, which they will, have to wear things that's Billish.
Something that's Billish.
I love the description.
Okay, yeah. This kid was trying to tell me, you got to wear my Bills jersey to work. He said, mommy can't fit in your Bills jersey. It'll have to be a hat.
I want you to do this. Let me just do a little side conversation here. When you get home today, I want you to go to Carter and say, hey, look, Uncle Anthony had a wonderful idea.
Oh,
instead
gosh.
Of wearing the Bills apparel, whatever it may be. I don't know if you've noticed this, but with Bills Mafia, they like to call them in the parking lot. They like to jump through tables.
I am not smashing a table.
Kel, I will buy the table.
No.
If you jump through it.
I'm going to break my back trying to
you
do that.
You better hope the Jags win then.
Well, I'm confident.
Okay.
I'm confident heading into this weekend, but NFL is tearing my house apart. And this is just what we could put on social media for the trash talk. I mean, there are side bets left and right of things that are going on, and it's all on the outcome of this game.
How did your son end up becoming a Buffalo Bills fan?
I don't know why he settled on Buffalo, but we had the discussion at the end of last year that he decided this is going to be his team. He kind of broke away from mom and dad's team, which are the Jaguars. It's dad picked it a long time ago. He doesn't get to claim this win, so I don't know why he's talking so much trash. Got to be a fan for a full year. That was the deal.
Love how you make these obscure, crazy rules for your kids.
Are you, your house divided this weekend, too? You're not playing each other, but you're definitely rooting for different teams.
We are, but we're rooting for different teams, but in a sense, we're also rooting for each other's team. So my daughter's a diehard LA Chargers fan, and they're going to play New England on Sunday, and then myself, Steelers fan who play Houston Monday night. So it's very nice that we don't play each other, because earlier in the season that did happen.
And it's ugly.
And I was ready to ground my daughter just because my team was playing bad. Like, she did nothing wrong, but I was so upset. So it's kind of fun because you have that little rivalry, that little, you know, makes the game a little bit more fun. So I'm glad.
Until your team loses.
Until, and then it's not fun anymore. So I'm glad we're not playing each other. We get to root for each other's teams, but it's a totally different story in your house this weekend.
Oh, yes. Are you a house divided? And if so, how bad does it get? That's Carter's question. We want to hear from you. Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. There's no taking the high road in my house, not this weekend. The trash talking has started, and it's all thanks to the NFL. Coming up on Sunday, my Jaguars are taking on my son's team, the Bills. And you know me, I like to put down some bets, especially with my husband. It started with my kids. Oh, we're already like, okay, well, when my team wins, you're going to have to wear this jersey. I told him, I said, how confident are you? Do you want to bet YouTube? And he's like, do you want to bet your phone? Okay, bring it on, buddy.
And you are probably the most competitive person I think I've ever met in my life. So I'd be terrified to be one of your children right now.
He should be terrified. He's going down this weekend. Cammy in Riverside, are you a house divided?
Oh, we are divided on pretty much every sport, but I think football is the worst. I am an amazing, awesome 49ers fan, and my husband is a Bears fan. So we were at the game last Sunday, and we bet $500 to where if his team won, which it was a crazy game and they lost, then but if they won, he would have got $500 to spend on a new pickleball paddle. And then if I won, which I did, I got $500 to go shopping. Yay!
And how much Niners merch did you buy with that $500?
Well, one of my best friends for my birthday, which just passed, bought me the best 49ers black track jacket. But of course, I had to go and buy the beanie and then another hat and then 49ers shoes. And then, of course, went to Ulta and Sephora. But yeah, we are completely divided. But I'm going to be rooting for his team on Saturday. And then he'll be rooting for my team on Sunday.
Oh, well, good. At least you guys aren't playing each other this weekend. You could like each other this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I haven't let it go from when we just beat them 2 weeks ago. I'm still talking trash about that.
Drag it out as long as you can.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too. 951 says, we're definitely a house divided. I'm a diehard 49ers fan. My husband is a Packers fan. This season has been pretty bad as far as injuries for both of our teams, but yet I will tell you, the trash talking has not stopped. There is no sympathy when sports are on.
And this, the level of trash talking now is only going to be enhanced because it's the playoffs.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is it. Win or go home. So feelings are going to be at an all-time max. Families maybe split
all-time
apart.
Low. Yeah. We are a house divided. I love my kids. I'll do anything for them except cheer for their team. Not this weekend. My Jags are taking on Carter's Bills, and it's bad. Like, I now see when they say you have kids, you get payback. I'm like, oh, you're a mini me.
But if they weren't playing each other, you would root for his team.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see him win,
okay.
Just not against me.
Of course.
So for Carter's question, he wants to know, are you a house divided and how bad does it get? Jamie in Riverside, are you?
We are. I am an Eagles fan and my daughter is a Giants fan.
Oh, What a sad life for her.
She's 22, so she had her Super Bowl era.
Okay, I for some reason thought she was like a little tiny girl, but okay, good. She's had her fun Eli Manning years. She got to enjoy it for a little bit.
Yeah, she did, and now she's all in for Jackson Dart.
Oh, yeah, he's a fun guy. So, obviously, with you guys in the same division, you play each other twice a year. How does the household work on those days?
A little violence.
A little violence? Are we talking, like, blood?
Do you remember when Deshaun Jackson ran back a 99-yard kickoff?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I threw her off my lap. She was 8.
She was 8 and you threw her?
The Giants were winning, and we came back, so I threw her off my lap. Here.
Hang on. CPS is on the other line. Give us 1 second here.
Jamie, we're going to let you go before they find you, okay?
No worries.
I didn't even think of this. Talking about a house divided, yes, football, we don't agree. But when it comes to, like, baseball, we're all, you know, Dodger fans. Sam weighed in on my Instagram and said, when it comes to divided house, my husband cheers for San Francisco 49ers, Angels, and Ducks. I go for Seattle, Dodgers, and Kings.
So those are complete rivals all across the board.
Every single sport.
And we're hearing so much of, you know, husband, wife not agreeing, parents, kids. Text from the 951 says, my family's pretty bad. Okay, stay with me here.
Okay.
I'm a Seahawks fan. Okay. My husband's a Falcons fan. My 13-year-old daughter's a Panthers fan. My 12-year-old daughter's a Dolphins fan. My 7-year-old son's a Jags fan. And my 6-month-old baby looks like he's going to be an Eagles fan, which I don't know how you measure that at that age. But imagine that, having a big core family like that, and everybody's all across the board.
I mean, beginning of the season, it's got to be fun. But once you get into playoffs, like, you definitely have a favorite child.
But it looks like your whole family's going to be in the postseason with all the teams you're choosing.
And yeah, you raised a Jaguars fan? I thought I was the only one in Southern California.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock.
If I ever win the lottery, I know what I am getting you for your birthday.
Oh, okay, spoil it. Tell me.
You know the one thing that you have been talking about, because we've been talking about how CES is going on in Vegas, the big electronics show, and you have been talking about your love of robots.
I want one.
I'm a little terrified of robots because I've seen parts of Terminator, and I don't want that to happen. But there was one that they, like, I don't know, showcased at CES, and it's Cloyd, I think is how you say it.
Cloyd.
It's a LG robot, and this is a robot who specifically does your chores for you.
Yeah, hang on here. Cloyd, the Cloyd robot can fold laundry and serve food.
Oh, yeah. Prep dinner. If you're thirsty, it'll go get you a drink. Cloyd is the robot you want in your life. This one doesn't seem like he's going to, like, try and take over your life.
But, like, the one I want. Our engineer, I was talking to him about this yesterday. He said it's so weird. He said they need to start making robots that do, like, household chores for you. And sure enough, here we are, not even 24 hours later, and here's the newest robot that can do that for you.
Oh, and because it's an LG product, it can connect to all of your LG products in your house. It even has, like, the head part of it is a speaker, so you can have it play music. You said your wife likes to listen to music inside the house. So Cloyd's over there folding laundry. He's got a playlist going for you. Wouldn't this be amazing?
I'd love to just walk into, like, my son's room and I hear him, you know, start to cry, and then it gets quieter and I peek in there and Cloyd's just rocking him to sleep.
But, like, you could even tell Cloyd, like, start the oven, turn up the heat, warm me up, I'm cold and cranky. That was actually a command that I read about.
Which is a great starting point, and I hope somewhere down the road it could be like, Cloyd, go pick up my groceries. Cloyd, mow the lawn. Like, I'm curious how far we can get with these robots.
Okay, I'm okay with the mowing the lawn. Going out and driving, could you imagine sitting on the 91 freeway and there's a robot next to you?
Get out of my way, you dimwit.